joined in the studio by Nigel Waglan from the Rotary Club of Ingatestone. Good morning.
Good to see you, Michelle.
Nice to see you too. So tell us all about, first of all, the Rotary Club of Ingatestone, the work that you do there and how long you've been involved.
Well, the Rotary Club itself in Ingatestone began in 1975, so it's been going a long time, although we do actually still have one or two founding members. And for my sins, I'm currently president. We're about 30 in number. We meet a couple of times a month on average, and it's a social club as well as a fundraising club. But of course, Rotary is a national and international organisation as well, of which we're part. And we basically raise funds when we can by staging events, and you know, we run a Santa sleigh, and we have a jazz festival in the summer. And we try to raise funds to support local charities as well as the international ones that Rotary does. So we've done a lot for Ukraine, both our own little club, but then Rotary internationally. We support a local charity called Hope and Aid, which take truckloads of stuff down to the Ukrainian border. We help them pack and unpack boxes and load up trucks and contribute clothes, especially now as it's getting cold there. And then internationally, Rotary's done a lot for the Pakistan flooding and its continuous fight against polio, which has very nearly eradicated the disease, not quite, but very nearly. So that's what it does. I think, as I say, we're about 30 in Ingatestone. There are something like 40,000 members in the UK and probably 1,500 clubs. So As a unit, it can be quite effective and is very effective in supporting those in need. But as a small club, we do our bit and have a bit of a laugh and a good time at the same time.
So was the market on last year?
Yeah, it was. It was post-COVID and it was a huge success last year. It was our best ever. People really wanted to get out. And of course, being largely outside, it was quite a safe way to go shopping, and still is. And so we loved it. It was a huge success.
And it's going to be taking place again Sunday the 11th of December between 12 and 6 p.m. So you've got loads going on. I believe that Santa, for the children listening out there, will he be making an appearance?
He will be arriving on his sleigh around 12:15. He'll be coming up on the sleigh. We think he'll come up through the high street, and he will then be there for most of the event, if not all of it, seeing the children. So he'll be there. Yeah.
He spends a lot of time in Essex.
He does indeed.
He does. He's very good
He's very fond of Essex, rightly so.
So what else have you got? Have you got a stage, and is there going to be, is there music? What else
is
happening?
We've got a stage outside in which we've got a lot of local musicians, which is great. We've got a local music band called Cadenza. They've got a choir as well as a brass band. So they're going to start us off with a brass band, which is very atmospheric and Christmassy. We've got a local tenor called John Pierce singing on our stage. He's terrific. The junior school are putting together a choir. They're going to sing on the stage. Another singer, songwriter called Robbie Bunsell is going to sing for us. A group called The Encore from the Anglo-European School, they're going to take part, and another musician called Angelina Panuva, also from Anglo-European, is going to sing. So we've got lots of local people taking part, which is terrific. So hopefully their mums and dads will all come and watch them performing on the stage, yeah.
And you've got loads of different stalls that are going to be on the high street as well?
No, they won't be on the high street. Well, some might be.
Right, okay.
We're waiting to see what can be done on that, but most of the site, we've got a community hall in Ingatestone, which is quite big in itself, but it's got a very large parking area around it. So the community hall has stalls and tables inside, and we have about 70 or so outside in this parking area.
Yeah.
We're also, they've joined us last year, and it was a huge success, the local Ingatestone Boys Club. They've got their own hall, which is off that site as well. And they ran a supervised children's play area last year, which was an enormous success.
Yeah.
And this year we're doing that again, and we're going to have a face painter in there, and we've got somebody who's going to be selling balloons and stuff. So plenty for the kids to do, and they'll see Santa as well. So, yes, we've got the stage and a huge mix of stalls. I mean, I won't list them all. We'll be hitting your afternoon show by the time I'm finished. But hot food, cold food, yep. Christmassy stuff, clothes, accessories, all sorts of gifts and jewelries and artwork. And this year we also, we've been superbly sponsored, if I can mention them, by the Brentwood Business Partnership, who includes in the title Support Local Businesses. And they've been an enormous sponsor. And as part of their sponsorship, they donated a stall, which we had a competition for applicants who were start-up businesses. And this year's winner is a lady called Kate Mayo, who does amazing ceramics. And so she's going to have a stall at the event as well. And, yeah, we're very grateful to our sponsors. They, Brentwood Business Partnership, are a hugely helpful sponsor in terms of helping us get the stalls. But then we have others who contribute in kind. We have John Hunt, who give us a generator to power up the lighting. Yeah. Heaven knows what that would cost us, but they let us have that for free. We have another, Forest Gate Construction, who give us the fencing and railings and safety equipment we need for the event. And that's as important as people writing a check, really. Yeah. So we're very grateful. And our local shop, Budgens, who, as well as supporting the event, we have a raffle. Again, we did it last year and it was really successful. A little nostalgic. We have a trolley dash competition.
Oh, brilliant.
So people buy raffle tickets. Yeah. £2 a go, they'll be on sale on the day. And the winner, the next weekend, gets a 2-minute session racing around the shop with an empty trolley, which hopefully they'll fill up.
Yeah.
And that was great fun last year and a huge success. So we're hoping to do the same again this
year.
Oh,
I'd love to have a go at doing that, wouldn't you? Yeah. Even if you didn't keep anything, just to see what you could get.
It was absolutely lovely. And, yeah. And in fact, last year's winner, a chap called Richard and his son Sam, came round. And what was great was Dad was racing around trying to get as much as he could in the trolley, but Sam was trying to pick what he wanted. So he's trying to choose which flavour pizza he wanted. Yeah. All the rest of it, and his dad was going, no, just shove it all in, just shove
just,
it all in.
It was
lovely, lovely to see. So hopefully we can do the same again this year. Many, many of the shops are going to be open. They're decorating.
Yeah.
And there's a shop there, Patrick Geen's, which has got the most fantastic selection of Christmas decorations, and another called Ginger Tree.
Yeah.
Likewise, they've got great stuff in there for Christmas. So,
and it's a good way to support, isn't it, local business? I mean, that's
it is.
I know over the last couple of years with COVID and people not spending as much, and it's a chance to go out and actually, rather than go to the big shopping centres, is actually if you shop local, you'll keep those businesses. There's no point in complaining that all of the high streets now have got coffee shops and there's no individual shops if you don't actually go out and buy for them.
100%.
You know.
Lovely thing about Ingatestone is all those shops are independents.
Yeah.
They're not the big chains. And so, yeah, it's really important. We can support them if we can. And we get people coming from outside. There's Abby's lifestyle shop. We have a deli. There's some great shops in there. And, so if people come, once we get them in, they love it. It's getting them to come and see Ingatestone and visit it, which hopefully this event will do.
The money raised, you were saying this year, how is it being raised through the event? How does that work, and where is it going to?
The trolley dash is one way of raising money, and we have people with buckets going round, although now that we've got a QR code system on the bucket,
so if people haven't got
cash, they can still donate. Yeah. So that's how we raise money on the day. And this year, because of the economic circumstances, we feel we should support local food banks. Probably Trussell Trust ones, but we'll see how much we raise on the day. But that's the aim, is to support local people in need. And we have done that. Generally, we've supported recently Chess Homeless and Changing Pathways, which is a hostel for women and children. And we've donated clothes as well as financial support. So we'll do the same again. I think we're, this Christmas, we need to help people at home a bit as well as abroad.